The leadership change in Malaysia is already producing some policy adjustments. And here's a big one. Newly elected Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad wants to scrap the multi-billion-dollar high-speed rail project his predecessor signed with Singapore. The project was designed to cut the travel time from Singapore to Kuala Lumpur to about an hour and a half. That compares to about 5 hours on the road or 11 hours by the current train connections. In 2016, the two countries signed a legally binding agreement on the deal with an estimated cost of about $15 billion, according to the Malaysian government at the time. Competition for constructing the high-speed route had turned into a mire sideshow in Southeast Asia and beyond, with firms competing from China, Japan, and South Korea. There were promises of economic growth and jobs, but Mahathir is not buying any of that. He says it's a bad deal for Malaysia, and he wants to pull out, even if there's a financial cost to doing so. The 92-year-old prime minister also served as the country's leader from 1981 to 2003, and he wants to drop a number of major spending projects. He also wants to renegotiate a deal with China about a 400-mile rail network moving at normal speeds from Malaysia to the border with Thailand. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.